Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
Coming up Friday, March 1st, it's Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 466 Angus and 54 Hereford bulls that'll be selling. You can attend the sale in person at the ranch in Yukon, or you can bid in real time on liveauctions.tv or at Superior Video Livestock Auction. You can go to www.expressranches.com for complete information about the Spring Bull Sale, including the sale book and sale videos. Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 1st, 12 noon.
Well, cash cattle activity continues to remain elusive here early in the week, with show lists generally smaller for the week and packers expected to remain short bought through the month of February. The adverse weather conditions seen over the last 3 weeks or so is expected to have significantly reduced overall rates of gain in many of the feedlot cattle. This is likely delaying the ability for these cattle to become ready for market by 1 to 2 weeks. Bids and asking prices are not expected to be seen through the morning, although that allows for most trade to likely be pushed off until late in the week. Now, futures trade is expected to be firm this morning, with follow-through buying developing, and there is the potential for limited position taking to develop as traders try to adjust following contract highs in most nearby contract months. On the hogs, those markets remain stuck in the current lackluster pattern of packers offering steady money to about a dollar lower, with most bids seen steady to weak as they try to gain access to market-ready hogs. Combination of weather delays the last couple of weeks and plants either dark or running on reduced schedules due to planned maintenance is reducing overall slaughter numbers and likely backing up market-ready hogs through the country. Futures trade remains generally weak. On the grains, wheat contracts were slightly lower this morning after prices staged an impressive late-day recovery yesterday. Considering wheat was dealt a mainly bearish blow with USDA data last week, outside of winter wheat acres, that price can't seem to trade lower and is an encouraging sign for wheat. Flash sales to Egypt and Nigeria are supportive, but futures would do well not to rally away from business. Corn futures are higher this morning, desperately trying to post a higher close for the first time in five sessions, with March corn trading about 374. The contract is showing a textbook example of giving up the carry. And the soybeans are also firmer after a vicious round of selling on Monday. Traders had the weekend to digest the latest USDA reports, as well as determine which direction the trade winds are blowing here this week. We're going to check our futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Livestock futures, February live cattle up 45 cents, 127.82, April up 37, 128.30, and June up 27 cents yesterday, 118.37. March feeder cattle up 57 cents, 144.67, April up 77 at 146.67, May was up 77 at 147.67, April hogs up 65, 59.07, May up a dollar yesterday, 67.40. Kansas City wheat, March was down a half penny, 493 and three quarters, and May was down 1 3/4 yesterday, 499 and a half. Chicago wheat, March up 1 cent, 518 and a quarter. May was up a penny at 520 and a half. March corn down 1 1/2, 372 and 3/4. May was down 1 1/2 at 380 and 3/4. March soybeans down 9 1/2 cents at 905. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.